Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:18. One of the major stories that we are following is the fact that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way, in fact, has just landed in Washington. The question is what this is all about. What does he hope to achieve? There's a current discussion going on in Doha. So this seems to be, is it separate to it? Is it part of it? Is it a broader picture? Or does it have nothing to do with it at all? Kanandi Dorr is a journalist for the JNS, correspondent for Chai FM. Kanan, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well. This is, I've become a little skeptical because we've seen a lot of smoke and mirrors in terms of Trump and Netanyahu. They're quite good at distracting us while something else is at play. What's your thoughts?
This is true, except perhaps now Israel has run out of enemies to break their backs in the immediate future. And so without a clear misdirection that can happen, I think what we are seeing is the final stages of negotiations for a ceasefire. Trump has said he wants to see it. Hamas said over the weekend that it accepts the last proposal. We don't know exactly the details, but then handed in some amendments. Then we heard yesterday that Israel does not accept those amendments. It's probably, possibly, a last-ditch move by Hamas to get a better image of at the signing of this signing. There isn't actually a signing, by the way. These things are never signed. These are orally agreed upon, but the final terms, it wants to probably improve its position. And one of the main hurdles here that we outside Gaza don't talk enough about is the GHF, the Gaza Humanitarian Fund, because that's a major problem for Hamas.
And the rest of global media is helping Hamas along the way, because claiming that Israel is killing these Palestinians while they're on their way to receive food, or whilst they are receiving food, it's an absurdity, because obviously Hamas wants this to fail, is making sure that it fails, and nobody's asking those questions. So that is it's a bit of a side topic, but a crucially important one. How is this visit being received in Israel?
There is a lot of pressure on the Prime Minister to actually wrap it up, and for the first time, perhaps, also in right-wing circles. Before, there was a clear division between the left and right here. One saying, we've had enough, you can let go of the fighting right now, you can have Hamas retain whatever is left of it, just bring the hostages back, with the right wing saying, no, we can't live with this existential threat on our doorstep, go ahead, try to rescue the hostages, but if they need to die, then that's a price Israeli society needs to pay. Now it's a little bit different, because there's a feeling on the right wing that there is nothing really to achieve, and there's an incomprehension about what we're trying to do there. There are soldiers getting killed almost every day now, albeit one or two. And so we're asking ourselves on both sides of the political equation, what are we doing there? We're anyway not going to leave there with Israeli occupation. We're not going to see a return to Gush Katif by the settlers. So what are we really trying to achieve? And that's the question that's pressing Netanyahu to come up with an end photo.
This talk from the sheikhs about this a different type of Palestinian state, is that potentially on this agenda?
Well, this is, of course, in the West Bank. What we heard from Hebron is outside Hamas, but also in the Gaza Strip, we saw splintering. We have two tribes that have taken up arms against Hamas, and that brings us back to the GHF, the weakening of Hamas's hold on the spigot of humanitarian aid through the GHF is really what allowed this resistance to break through. And on the Palestinian Authority side, we're also seeing a progressive weakening of central control by Mahmoud Abbas, the unelected octogenarian. But when it comes to the Sheikh of Hebron Jabari, who just yesterday said that it's time for maybe a canton in Hebron to break away from the Palestinian Authority, there are questions raised not by me. I don't know so much about Palestinian affairs, but Khaled Abu Tuame, the longtime commentator of the Jerusalem Post, warned that this is a charlatan, that this is a person who's not really a sheikh, and if he's a sheikh, we don't know what of. So, you know, there's a lot of questions. Palestinian society is very fractured now with all the pressure that Israel and Trump is bringing to bear on the old structures of control there. We're seeing even more splintering, and it's hard to tell the wheat from the chaff.
Right. Is there a concern in Israel that Trump might push Netanyahu for concessions that compromise Israel's long-term security?
There used to be, with the Iran deal on the right wing, a lot of people are saying, mea culpa. I'm talking about people like Gadi Taub, one of the foremost thinkers of the right wing, are saying, you know, we thought we saw daylight between Trump and Netanyahu before the Iran strike. You alluded to this earlier in our conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a tendency to give Netanyahu and Trump more credit, more slack. Let's see where we're going with this. But of course, in the Yesha Council, the residents of Judea and Samaria, there is a circling of the wagons. There's warnings. I see it on Twitter, on X. There's warnings that we are headed toward a disaster, and we haven't broken Hamas's back. It's still in some control in Gaza, and we're about to make concessions for a deal that's really not worth the paper it's written on. That's the warnings on the right.
Right. So the fact is that there is this meeting. We understand more or less what it's about. Is there a lot, do you think, that is going to go on behind closed doors that we will never really understand here?
Right. We haven't spoken about what the meeting is about.
Mm.
We only talked about Gaza, but there's a sense that this is not what the meeting is about. Gaza,
right.
There's a few small issues to sort out, and we're seeing the haggling over it right now. But in the end, we kind of know what it looks like. It looks like the outsourcing of aid to GHF under American auspices, a very limited presence by Hamas, and Israeli freedom of action to go in and mow the lawn whenever necessary. That's probably how it's going to look. And a number of hostages back, sure. But the big, big issue here on the table is the regional peace deal, the expansion of the Abraham Accords that Trump is very keen on achieving. And now with Iran out of the way in many respects, there is new impetus, there is new interest, there are new horizons for this to happen. And I believe that this is what the deal is about. There are far too many moving parts to see how it's shaping out. There's Saudi Arabia, obviously, and more marginal players in the Arab world, but they're fixing up something big.
Yeah. And Saudi Arabia, do we know if anyone else is joining the meeting, Saudi Arabia or Syria or anyone else?
Syria, right, you mentioned rightly. No one
officially
that we know of.
Mm, mm.
But Witkoff is on the line with these people in parallel, has been all along. This is in lockstep. It's being done in lockstep. And when you hear Witkoff speaking, it's kind of like Ben Rhodes used to be for Obama. There's a meeting of the minds there. So you kind of get a sense a very murky sense because it's Trump, but still some sense of where this is going. And it's going toward normalization with as many players as possible. Of course, Saudi Arabia being the big prize.
Right. Do we know how this is being covered in the rest of the Arab world? from a journal, from a reporting perspective, because that's also quite telling, noting that a lot of the countries don't have a particularly free press. So how that is being covered is an indication as to how it's being perceived by those governments.
Right now, you know, when you look at major Arab language publications like Watan, this is a news agency that's linked to Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. you see very cautious reporting, very Trump-aligned reporting. For example, Netanyahu rejects Hamas amendments to ceasefire deal. So it's a recognition that Hamas is trying to change the terms of the deal. At the last moment, there is suspicion vis-a-vis Hamas. Saudi Arabia is trying to, its official state-controlled media is trying to put distance between the Palestinian cause and the Saudi royal family. That's been going on for a while. Right now, it's being reported as what's happening in Gaza is in a land far, far away with no immediate connection to Saudi Arabia. That's a very good thing from Trump's perspective.
Well, it's going to be absolutely fascinating to see what happens over the next day or two. We certainly will keep you covered. Kanani Dora, thank you as always for sharing that information and perspective with us.